The Scotty K Show.
So with the new year, everyone kind of starts to get a little itch to grow and be a better you, new me, new you, the whole thing, new year, new you thing. But we wanted to really do something that had some actionable things to take that to the next level. So we created something that could maybe help you with that. And if you're a business owner or you're an entrepreneur or a leader in whatever you do, then I hope you can come and hang out with us on Saturday, because we created something that we're calling the Level Up Lab. So it's going to be a 4-hour event on Saturday, the 24th at Brick and Mortar in Glen Ellen from 10 to 2. And Brick and Mortar, we're going to get into that more about what you've been hearing. But these are these amazing workspaces that you can reserve, and you can even get out of your house and actually get some stuff done if you got kids running around or dogs barking in the background. But you can reserve long term, or you can do it by the hour instead of renting an office building. But I partnered with them so that we can put together this workshop at their Glen Ellen location, where we're bringing together local experts in business and growth to help you level up how you work, whatever that looks like for you. And so all week we have different experts on the show that will be here to help you with business development, social media for your business, raising capital. That means money. Got to put some money in the bank first, and more. So whatever that looks like for you, we're going to have free headshots from Laura K Photography. And I'm going to tell you how to get in. But first, I think it's important to talk about why we're doing this, which also leads me to back to my experts, which it's Brian Zisuk. But you have been around, and we got to chat a little bit. You've been around the music industry, you've been around radio for a long time, and like when people hear radio and they hear music, they think really fun and they think emotional connections, but it's also a business at the same time, which you have a lot of experience in, and you've co-founded something called AudioMac, right? Can you just tell me what AudioMac is?
Sure. AudioMac is a music streaming and artist discovery platform. So in addition to radio, most people listen to music through a DSP, a digital service provider. Yeah. Spotify and Apple Music are quite popular. But AudioMac, we've been around for over 15 years. We actually just reached 50 million monthly active users globally.
That's huge.
We are the number one streaming service in 22 countries. And we have a huge audience across Africa and the Caribbean and most of the diaspora.
Jeez.
And here in the States, we concentrate our audience with users who are younger and they love hip hop, R&B, Caribbean music, Latin music, country music.
Well, I love that you took something that you love and you were able to find a need for it and a way to turn it into a business that could help people also access the same thing that you fell in love with for a long time. So while we talk about the Level Up Labs, a part of that is kind of like, okay, well, what can you do to help me? Why are you here? And part of that is business development at the same time. So can we talk about a little bit of how you got to the point of where you recognized a hole in the market and you're like, okay, I have something for that.
Right.
Yeah.
So during the blog era, which was like 2007 to 2012, a lot of artists were uploading their music to free file sharing websites on the internet. But these websites were never built with the intention of aiding recording artists. Mm. And it was a bad experience both for the artist, but also for the user.
We're talking like the Napster LimeWire world kind of
post
thing?
Napster LimeWire. Okay. So like Mega Upload, Zippy Share.
Okay.
And you know, the foundation of any great business is identifying a problem in the marketplace and then providing a solution. And so the problem was you clearly had a need for independent artists were not signed to a record label, did not work with a distributor, but wanted to disseminate their music globally, a reliable platform for them to do that without a middleman.
Gotcha.
So we built AudioMac and we said, look, you can upload your music directly and we will not charge you for it. There's no limit or cap on storage space or the number of songs you can upload. And you can use your profile on the service as a website, right? To promote yourself, where else you are, your digital footprint.
Yeah, so you didn't have to send people your MySpace?
Right, because at that point in time, MySpace was dead.
It was post-MySpace.
And social media was far different, obviously, in 2012 than it is here in 2026.
Yes.
So that was the foundation, the beginnings of the business. We've changed and morphed and adapted, obviously, quite a bit over the last decade and a half.
But you also obviously, when you do something like that, there's a lot of industry people that are going to get involved, and they're going to go, okay, there's something happening here. There's record labels. There's all these things. But you were kind of able to find a way to partner with them as opposed to compete with them.
Right. So, you know, at first, and this has historically been the case, whenever there is change happening that is rooted in technology, in music, the record industry doesn't embrace it.
No.
They fight it.
And look at the TikTok, right?
They sue you.
Exactly. At first they fought it, and now they're like, okay, now all you hear is the TikTok song
right.
blowing up all the place.
And then they realize there's money to be made, and it represents a new revenue stream. And so rather than running into a brick wall, let's figure out a way to work together. And so as the current streaming era began to proliferate,
yeah.
labels and distributors decided, let's partner with these companies. We'll do licensing agreements, which effectively allows them to distribute the music to us to make available on our platform. And then we pay out royalties to them, the rights holder, on behalf of their artists.
That's amazing. Well, and what you did is you found a way to take the business that you created that had a reason behind it, and that was to help the artists. And also help people access the music they love. And then you found a way to grow it by having those strategic partnerships, which at its core, business 101, right? You found a problem, you solved the problem,
right.
you built the business, and then you figured out a way to scale it using, I wouldn't even say your competition, using the industry that was surrounded, which to me sounds like pretty valuable information and a skill set that could help anybody starting a business, right?
Agreed.
That translates?
Yeah. And I think importantly, though, you know, within this landscape, most streaming services only allow for artists to distribute music to them mm-hmm. through a middleman, like a label or a distributor, whereas AudioMac has a hybrid feature, meaning you can deliver through a label or a distributor, but you can still, if you were an independent, like you're a bedroom artist,
right.
you're a hobbyist, you're messing around, you can upload directly, right?
Yeah.
And so you can begin your story, the genesis of your music career, right?
You were kind of right on the forefront of where we are now, where I think creatives have more control over their art than they ever have of getting it into
Absolutely.
Hands of people. And you were kind of right on the forefront of creating something for that, which is pretty special. It's pretty visionary to have that kind of vision ahead of time. That's pretty cool. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. I can't take all the credit.
No,
AudioMac. AudioMac was founded with four other partners of mine.
Right.
But it does feel great. You yeah. know, it feels great because every day I communicate directly with artists who tell me the impact that we have had on them by providing a platform that did not require a financial hurdle to clear.
Mm.
In order to make their music available for a larger audience.
At its core, it's everything I think anybody that has an idea wants to do and wants to get to that place where they can grow it like that. And so that's why I feel like it'd be a pretty good conversation to have with you. So if you have an idea or if you have a business that's in that growth part, that's kind of why we're doing these Level Up Labs at the Brick and Mortar on in Glen Ellen on Saturday the 24th. And it's pretty simple. I mean, we're going to have experts across all business landscapes like Brian, like yourself, and if you want to have a come have a personal conversation with Brian about maybe even how maybe you don't even see the vision of your company yet, and maybe you can help point something like that, you know, have right. an idea thrown out at you, and maybe Brian can help you with that. Plus, we're going to have, you know, complimentary headshots, all the things, you know, help you with social media for the business, all those things that you shouldn't know how to do everything in your business, and you should be asking for help. And so that's why we created this. So what we're going to do is kind of open up like 50 slots that are specific to you if you're listening right now, that you can text Level Up to 312-946-4995. So you can go ahead and reserve a slot or reserve a time and talk to one of our experts that you've been hearing throughout the week on the show. So if you text Level Up to 312-946-4995, we're going to send the link right to your phone. So you have all the information, all of the experts are going to be there, but then also make sure you sign up for your spot because we're going to keep those 50 open just for you specifically. And so you can go ahead and have an incredible conversation with someone like Brian. So I appreciate you being here, man.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Again, text Level Up to 312-946-4995. There's obviously a lot more in his brain to pick, so I hope to see you on Saturday.